Welcome to the Bhakti Sangha Japa group. We are very fortunate. Today's class is given by His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhu. Prabhuji will talk Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahalila, chapter 24, 332 onwards. Prabhuji, are you there, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji.
Please take over the call, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna. So I'm very grateful to be here and that you all allowed me to serve from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 24, Madhulila, chapter 24, text 332. So before that, as Srila Prabhupada mercifully made the standard, we are going to chant to invoke the mercy and eligibility to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, verse is, let's see, 32, here. Danta dhavana snana sandhadi bandana guru seva urdha pundra chakradi dharana. Danta dhavana, brushing the teeth, snana, bath, sandha adi bandana, regular chanting of the mantra, guru seva, serving the spiritual master, urdhapundra, wearing perpendicularly straight tilaka, chakra adi dharana, stamping the body with different names and symbols of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's translation. You should describe how in the morning one should regularly brush his teeth, take his bath, offer prayers to the Lord, offer obeisances to the spiritual master. You should also describe how one should render service to the spiritual master and paint one's body in 12 places with Urdha Pundra Tilaka, as well as how one should stamp one's body with the holy names of the Lord or the symbols of the Lord, such as the disc and club. Text 333. Gopi Chandana Malla Dhriti Tulasi Aharana Vasra Pitha Griha Sanskar Krishna Prabhodana. Gopi Chandan available in Vrindavan and Dwarka. Malla, beads on the neck, Dhriti, wearing regularly. Tulasi Aharan, collecting Tulasi leaves. Vasra, clothes. Pita, temple. Griha, the house. Sanskar, cleansing. Krishna Prabhodana, awakening the deity of Lord Krishna. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai. After this, you should describe how one should decorate his body with Gopi Chandan, wear neck beads, collect Tulsi leaves from the Tulsi tree, cleans his clothes and the altar, cleans his own house or apartment, and go to temple and ring the bell just to draw the attention of Lord Krishna. And text 34, we'll end with text 34 because Srila Prabhupada gave a purport. I always like that conception, Prabhupada. Purport means he felt it's more important to discuss, so we'll stop after 334. Description of the deity worship. Of course, this whole discussion is between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his compassion to deliver all this soul. What is the proper practice every day to re-establish the relationship with the Lord through process of purification called Vidhi Nishedh. 334. Pancha Sorosha Panchasat Upachare Archana Pancha Kala Puja Arati Krishnara Bhojana Sayana. One should offer food to Krishna at least 5 times daily. In due time, place him on a bed. He should also describe the process for offering arati and the worship of the Lord according to the list of 5, 16, or 50 ingredients. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The purport is big, but we'll break it down. First part of the purport is, the 5 ingredients for deity worships are very good scents, very good flowers, incense, a lamp, and something edible. As for Sorosa Upachar, 16 ingredients, one should provide a sitting place, ask Krishna to sit down, offer arga, offer water to wash the legs, wash the mouth, offer madhuparka, offer water for washing the mouth, bathe the Lord, offer garments, decorate the Lord's body with ornaments, offer sweet scents, offer flowers with good fragrance, like the rose or champaka, offer incense, offer lamp, give good food, and offer prayers. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11th Vilas, verses 127 to 140, there are vivid description of what is required in deity worship. There are 64 items mentioned in the temple. Worship should be so gorgeous that all 64 items should be available for the satisfaction of the personality of Godhead. Sometimes it is impossible to get all 64 items. Therefore, we recommend at least on the first day of installation, all 64 items should be available. When the Lord is established, worship with all 64 items should continue as far as possible. The 64 items are, one, there must be a big bell hanging in front of the temple room, so that whoever comes into the room can ring the bell. This item is called Prabodhana, or offering oneself submissively to the Lord. This is the first item. Very interestingly, so we have in our Alachua temple, right now I am in Columbus, Ohio, but every temple, but they don't have a big bell outside, but you knock the door before you enter. But Srila Prabhupada makes the point here, very interestingly, that the name of the first article or the first item is Prabodhan. Prabodhan means you are respecting, seeing Krishna as a person, and you are addressing him.
Prabhuji, is it? Can you be a little louder, Prabhu? The voice is a little faint.
You want me to be louder? Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. There must be a big bell hanging in front of the temple room so that whoever comes into the room can ring the bell. This item is called Prabodhan. Prabodhan, Prabhupada translated, is offering oneself submissively to the Lord. How do you offer submissively to the Lord? So this is the internal, before you enter into the temple. So it's very nicely Prabhupada put it, that position myself as a servant of the servant of the servant, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhortu Padakamalayam Dasa Dasa Onudasa. Then, so it is not just banging the bell, it is actually positioning self, and ringing the bell is the expression of that. Then comes number two, the visitor must chant Jai Sri Radha Govinda, Jai Sri Radha Madhava, means you are addressing the person you came to see, and they are aware that who they are, you know them. If you don't even know, you are entering somebody's house. Generally, the thief enters without knowing the persons or not addressing the person properly. Generally, when you go and receive by someone at their house, they come at the beautifully welcoming you to the house, and you also very humbly accepting. So reciprocation is there between two persons, the master and the servant. So when the ring, when he rings the bell, in either case, the word joy must be uttered. When we say the word joy, means we have come to a conclusion that what we have conquered over material nature is that by the mercy of the divine couple, we have come to see, as Prabhupada mentioned, Jai Radha Madhava, Radha Govinda. Then you can say that word joy. Otherwise, joy should have a meaning. Like all glories for what? Victory for what? That has to be understood. Third, one should immediately offer obeisances to the Lord, falling back like a stick. Falling back like a stick, not in a literary sense like a stick, falling only. It is a means you find all your asset at the feet of that master. And you just put your forehead touching the toenail of that master. Nikila Sruti Mauli Ratna Mala Dhuti Nirajita Padapanka Janta. Padapanka Janta. That all the understanding, all the realization, it's all the transcendental knowledge, three types, Tat Padartha Gyan, Tam Padartha Gyan, those all emanate from the toenail of that great personality, their lordship. So you're falling down like a stick in that sense, both internally and externally. Four, there must be regular Mangalarti in the temple during the early morning, an hour and a half before the sunrise. Now this Mangalarti is very crucial. Those who are serious, they must do Mangalarti. Wherever they are, in their apartment or in the house or near temple, but they must do Mangalarti. Mangalarti, even Brahmaji, every day he does Mangalarti. This morning he did Mangalarti in his home. Forever, eternally. This Arthik, Mangalarti, even in eternal abode, regularly goes on. Mother Yashoda wakes up early morning. She does also in Vrindavan Mangalarti. Number five, there must be an asana, a sitting place before the altar. This asana is for the spiritual master. The disciple brings everything before the spiritual master, and the spiritual master offers everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After Mangalarti, the deity is supposed to wash his teeth by using a twig. Therefore, a twig must be offered. Sometimes they use like neem stick in Mayapur. I saw in some other temple also. 7. Water must be offered for washing the deity's feet. 8. Arga should be offered. 9. Water for Achman should be offered. 10.
Prabhuji, the voice is gone, Prabhuji.
Containing madhu, honey, a little ghee, a little water, a little sugar, yogurt, and milk should be offered. This is called madhu parka achman. When Prabhupada was personally present with the devotees here, physically, not necessarily they offered the madhu parka, but we do offer the madhu parka to his deity every day in the temple. We should place wooden slipper before the Lord to help. One should massage the body of the Lord. 13. One should massage the body of the Lord with oil. 14. With a soft, wet sponge, one should remove all the oil smeared over the Lord's body. 16. After bathing the body of the Lord with water, one should bathe him with milk. 17. Then one.
Prabhuji, the voice is kind of it's fading away, Prabhu. Will you be able to be closer to the phone?
Fading away?
Yes, now it's better. So can you be close to
okay.
the phone? Thank you, Prabhuji.
I have to hold the phone this way. I was trying to put it on the front. Okay, I'm holding. 17, then one should bathe him with yogurt. 18, then one should bathe him with ghee. 19, then one should bathe him with honey. 20, then one should bathe him with water in which sugar has been dissolved. 21, then one should wash the deity with water and chant this mantra. 22, one should dry the entire body of the Lord with a towel. 23, a new dress should be put on the Lord's body. 24, a sacred thread should be placed on his body. 25, water should be offered for cleansing his mouth, Achman. 26, nicely scented oil, like liquid sandalwood pulp, should be smeared over the Lord's body. 27, all kinds of ornaments, crowns should be placed on his body. 28, then we should offer flower, garland, and decorative flowers. 29, one should burn incense. 30, lamps should be offered. 31, precautions should always be taken so that demons and atheists cannot harm the body of the Lord. 32. Food offered should be placed before the Lord. 33. Spices for chewing should be offered. 34. Betel nuts should be offered. 35. At the proper time, there should be arrangement so that Lord may take rest in bed. 36. The Lord's hair should be combed and decorated. 37. First class garments should be offered. 38. Okay, come back. 38. A first class helmet should be offered. 39, the garments should be scented. 40, there should be Kostava jewels and the other ornaments offered. 41, a variety of flowers should be offered. 42, another Mangala Arati should be offered. 43, a mirror should be offered. 44, the Lord should be carried on a nice palanquin on the altar. 45, the Lord should be seated on the throne. 46, again, water should be given for the washing of his feet. 47, something again should be offered for eating. 48, evening arati should be offered. 49, Lord should be fanned with chamara fan. And an umbrella should be placed over his head. 50, the Hare Krishna mantra and approved song should be sung. 51, musical instruments should be played. 52, one should dance before the deity. 53, one should circumambulate the deity. 54, one should again offer obeisances. 55, one should offer different types of prayers and hymns at the Lord's lotus feet. 56, one should touch the lotus feet of the Lord with one's head. This may not be possible for everyone, but at least the pujari should do this. 57, the flowers offered on the previous day should touch one's head. 58, one should take the remnants of the Lord's food. 59, one should sit before the Lord and think that he is massaging the Lord's leg. 60, one should decorate the Lord's bed with flowers before the Lord takes his rest. 61, one should offer one's hand to the Lord. 62, one should take the deity to his head. 63, one should wash the feet of the Lord and then sit down on the bed. 64, one should place the Lord on the bed and then massage his feet. Arati should be offered to the deities 5 times daily, early in the morning before sunrise, later in the morning, at noon, in the evening, and at night. This means that there should be worship and a change of dress and flower. As far as the eatables are concerned, all items should be first-class preparation. There should be first-class rice, dal, fruit, sweet rice, vegetable variety of food to be sucked, drunk, and chewed. All the eatables offered to the deity should be extraordinarily excellent. In Europe and America, there is presently no monetary scarcity. People are not poor. And if they follow this principle of deity worship, they will advance in spiritual life. As far as placing the deity in the bed is concerned, if the deity is large and heavy, it is not possible to move him daily. It is better than a small deity, which is also worshipped, be taken to the bed. This mantra should be chanted, Agaccha, Sayan, Stanam, Priyabhi, Shah, Keshava. O Keshava, kindly come to your bed along with Srimati Radharani. Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.40. The deity should be placed in bed with Srimati Radharani. This should be indicated by bringing the wooden slipper from the altar to the bedside. When the deity is laid down, his legs should be massaged before laying the deity down. A pot of milk, a sugar, should be offered to him. After taking this thick milk, the deity should lie down and should be offered betel nuts and spice to chew. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Miranda Sagananjana Salaga Chakshwani Pramitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Guru Vedama. Namam Vishnu Madhaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Prachani Nirvishesha Sannavadi Paschata Deshatari Vancha Kalpatal Vishri Pasmi Vavachupati Dharanam Pavani Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this, beautiful explanation of deity worship, kind of a reciprocation between the Lord and His devotees. If we break down the whole 64 into 5, then it will be easily to grasp in practical reality what we do in every big temple, most of the temple they do. There's one group of pujari, they are called Avigamanam, they maintain the facility, cleaning and everything. They go for shopping, they buy the bhoga, dresses, all these things, they bring it to temple. So there is one set of devotees. They are also pujari. They may not go to the altar, but they are considered also pujari, because if they did not do the bhoga offering, if they did not bring the dresses or milk, yogurt and others, it would not be possible to offer. So they are also doing the one part. The next sets of pujari or next pujari group, they prepare the everything that is needed to be offerable in a plate, and like even the dresses, even the garlands, everything. They, whatever the other pujari brought it in, they prepare to make. And then there is another pujari, another set of pujari who literally take it to the altar and offer. Whether change the dress or offer the bhoga or offer the arati. Then there's another set of pujari who makes a beautiful prayers, music, singing, kirtaniyad, you can say. They are also pujari. Then there's another group who glorify the whole concept of this through speaking or singing, lecturings, writings. So these five sets, one person can do all five, or you can engage the entire thousands or millions fit into one of the five. Because there is some eligibility and requirement. But in transcendental subject matter, in transcendental devotional process, there is no hierarchy or lowerarchy. It's not like if somebody is on the altar is better than somebody who is singing on the floor. In one sense, cleaning the deity kitchen is as good as offering incense in the altar. There is no difference because it's all for all on the Vishuddha Sattva platform. So from that angle, we have to look at it. And all this system that Prabhupada gave is very unique, and it should be followed. Generally, most of the temple they do, and some temple they have a shortage of pujari, shortage of, so they do gonitai, not necessarily five times offering, probably they make three times or two times offering. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. They accept like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, nine islands. One depot is called Ritudip. Ritudip is for Archanam, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is daily, eternally worshipped by all these great personalities. Even in Golok Vrindavan, this Ritudip is there. Prahlad Maharaj in 7th Canto Bhagavatam 5 chapter 23, he revealed this deity worship to his father, who was a big demon. And Prabhupada quote that verse about deity worship, invoking the Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj is also Pujari, but he is glorifying the deity, Archanam, the glories of Archanam. Like Bandhanam, Akrura is famous for prayers. They are all different devotees. And all these rules, regulation is there. And I remember Prabhupada says also, the greatest, he also gave us some warning. Because when you hear all these rules, regulation, and then the process of offering to the Lord, we may feel, to be honestly, I can't do this all. Just cut the fruits, put a tulasi in the plate and offer it, chant the mantra, Guru mantra, Gaura mantra, just a simple process, ring the bell, and that's it. Yes, that is okay too, because Prabhupada also backing that. Srila Prabhupada said, the greatest danger to our movement will come when we manufacture and create our own process for worshipping the deities. Whatever is going on, follow it just to the exact standard as I have given you. That's all. This is Prabhupada says. Yes, all the rules, regulations, he wrote it. But he also, out of his compassion, he said like this, as exact standard that I have given you, just follow that. So we are protected by him. Because actually, if you read the Hari Bhakti Vilas, I remember long time back, I was traveling with Jagatala Maharaj one time as his servant. In 79, I believe, and we were in this big white Mercedes van, and it was Ekadashi day, and it's cold outside. We need some mustard oil. We didn't have, you know, that much warm clothes, just a blanket, but you don't go outside with the blanket on, distributing books or something. But anyway, so we had to put mustard oil, but Ekadashi day, you don't put mustard oil. I remember Jagatala Maharaj Chayapad was there, and he's saying, all these rules, regulation, we have to see what is the most priority. I'll never forget. He was making a very good statement. Just like if you, Hari Bhakti Vilas says, if you go to toilet, you wipe out your hand, right hand 17 times, left hand 18 times with the dirt. Now, if you start counting and, did I miss it? Was it 16 time or 18 time? But the purpose was not like exactly, although it says that 17 time and 18 time. What it means that to have the hands clean. Now, you have a soap, detergent soap, or all this fancy organic soap nowadays devotees use because they are kind to the Mother Earth. No need all this chemical to my. So as long the hand is clean, you don't have to count how many times he wiped out each hand. So of course we don't follow every rules regulation of the. Then it will be, as Prabhupada says, you will only faint if I tell you all the rules regulation. But Prabhupada is so merciful that he is behind what he has given us. And he wants to make sure that we go with that. But sometimes we should not be neglectful either. Just like in 1967 in San Francisco, devotees, they burned rice while cooking. And you heard that story from Mother Malati. So one devotee said, it's okay, you can offer it, because Srila Prabhupada said Krishna eats with ear. By mantra, or eyes, by glance. and eyes or ears cannot perceive flavor, taste. That's a speculation, by the way. So it's all right to offer it. They took the whole pot and offered it and chanted mantra. They thought Krishna can eat the burnt rice because with eyes or ear, you cannot smell the burning, you know, odor. So Pujari came out. This is a true story, Mother Malati was telling. Pujari came outside of the altar, paid obeisances, and he heard a loud sound coming from the altar. And immediately he felt very awkward. He went inside. He saw the whole pot that they put on the floor to offer it went upside down and burned rice all over the floor. Krishna didn't take. So they reported later to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada explained that it should not be speculated. So similarly, practically, we see many other examples. Srila Prabhupada was very kind, Vishnu Gada Prabhu was in Harrisburg. I remember last year I went with the best Priya Swami to the Ratha Jatra. And he was narrating a story at Henry Street in New York temple. Srila Prabhupada came and saw the deity. Whenever he would come to the temple, he would speak to the deities. And he remarks to the devotee, why Lord looks so tired? Looks like they haven't got any rest. How you do puja? So he inquired, and the pujari came. And Pujari is saying, well, we have a 24-hour Sankirtan going on. No one put deity in rest or sleep. No one thought even whether it is needed to put the deity in sleep. So Prabhupada made this point. The deity is a person. Krishna is a person, like we are person. He is a supreme person. He has a preference. He has a personality. So they came to tell Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Prabhupada said, you must allow deity to rest every day. You have to respect him the way he wants. He's a person. He wants to reciprocate in that way. So we see the deity as Krishna, Supreme Lord, not just a marble statue or something. In Chaitanya Charitamrita 17 chapter 131, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly established that point that Nama Vigraha Sarup Tina Ekarup Tine Bhed Nahitin Chidananda Rup. The Lord's holy name, Lord's form, his personality are one and the same. Sometimes we think the deity is there, we look at for 1 minute, 1 moment, and then we turn back to the other side. Who else is in the temple? If there is a person that very close to me, oh, how are you? I haven't seen you. Are you spending 10 minutes with this person? How are you? How everything? But with the deity for 1 minute is enough. Why? If we reflect, because the relationship is not established. That is important. Relationship is not established. But with the other person, you have a relationship established, some sort of friendship or relative, whatever, and you spend talking. Why not you establish relationship? Just like you see your best friend, you give a hug. You see the Lord, you reciprocate immediately. Pay obeisances. My Lord, I'm here to see you. You inquire. In one purport of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, if you go to the deity, I'm bringing this point because this is our practical relevant. Because the 64 article, I was thinking about it. In each article, you can talk like almost half an hour, 1 hour, each article. It takes like so long. But in practical reality, how we deal with the deity is very important. The first and foremost point is that Krishna should be respected as a person. He's a supreme person. If we spend half an hour with a friend, we should spend more than half an hour with Krishna, because he is the supreme friend. If you spend half an hour, 1 hour with your husband, then you should spend more than 1 hour with Krishna through chanting somewhere, because Krishna is the supreme husband. So that should be understood. This is the point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made. Nama Vigraha Sarupina Ekarup. These three, the origin Bhagavan in Golok Vrindavan, expanded as a holy name and the deity, are one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the day he took sannyas, he expressed this to his mother. I remember by the mercy of Guru Krishna that Mahaprabhu says, Aro dui janma laiva sankirtana rambe haiva tumhar putra ami avilambe. Mora archa murti mata tumi se dharani namarupa jibbarupa mata tumi namera janam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I will appear again two more times. Why are you crying, mother? I'm going to take sannyas, but I'm always with you. I'm going to appear two more times. The holy name, and you will be the tongue, mother tongue. And you will be the mother earth, that from where I will take birth as a deity form. So these things are repeatedly explained. Here, Prabhupada gives the 5, 16, and 64 today. Of course, we are not following this blindly. Somebody may say, what's the big deal about wearing different color, you know, in Nectar of Devotion says so many rules, regulation is there. There is a big pastimes behind all this. It is not something speculation. Just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's time, there is a two-story very relevant. I'm sure you heard it. One time a lady was giving, this is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he mentioned this. One time a lady was giving her daughter a wedding. While she is preparing everything, it was wonderful to receive the wedding party. But there was a naughty cat making a mess. So what did mother do? She covered the cat in a basket. However, she did not explain to anyone. So soon enough, she left the world, or she passed away. When her daughter had her own daughter getting married, she remembered her mother did this. So she said, I need a cat, I need a cat. And they brought a cat and said, cover it with a basket. This is one of the items of getting married. And some village in Bengal, still that ritual is there. Then all the villagers also adopted this as a tradition. But we're not following this tradition. These are very scientifically explained, and there's a pastime of Krishna. Just like, for an example, one of the Daksa's daughter, she was so attracted to Krishna's beauty that she had this form, such a beautiful form, but was not a human form. It's an animal form. And she didn't know how to serve Krishna. She fell in love as an animal. So all of a sudden she noticed that Krishna was kind of a sweating, little hot. Of course, Krishna's body doesn't have a pores, so how he sweats? He has a pores, but it is not like our body needs to breathe. But to reciprocate, Jogamaya creates this scenery. So she was serving Krishna with her tail. And the tail had so many thousands of hairs that was cool breeze passing through her ceiling, through this in between the hairs. And this became a famous chamara. And because it pleased Krishna so much, Krishna was so happy seeing her ecstasy, because that's how that animal body could serve Krishna, and Krishna accepted. And it became a big ritual. Why? Because Krishna was happy. Krishna was so pleased that Krishna said there is no rules regulation. You know, everything has a rules regulation. You have to go 7 times around. This, that. Yeah, there is also reason why. Nothing is speculative. But chamara has no rules. You can do chamara whole day, night. So something like this, like Ramanujacharya had a 5 guru. One of the guru, Mahapurna, Kanchipurna. He was always doing chamara to the Lord. That's all his service was. And Lord would reciprocate with him, would converse with him while he's doing chamara. So similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says also another big deal with the Brahmanas. And he gave a story, I remember reading, there was a famous Brahmana who would go to the bank of the Ganges and do puja to Ganga Devi. With what? Panchapatra. With the 5 pots together on a big plate. When his son grew up, he's a 2 years old young boy. He told his son to come and learn because he's the son of a Brahmana. So the son was in love with his little red ball he was playing. You know, little 2 years old boy would love to play a ball. So the son said, no, I cannot go because I need to take the ball. I have to play with the ball. So the father Brahmana said, it's okay. Put the ball here in this plate of the worship. The ball was in the middle. And they did the puja. Now his father's intention to engage him in the puja, and he will come if the ball is there, then ball is became part of it. But ball is not a part of the worship. After a few days, other Brahmanas saw it, and they never inquired. Knowing this is the famous Brahmana, so they thought, oh, when we worship, we don't put that ball. So they also bought some from the market, some red ball, and it became a tradition that every Brahmana in that village, because he origin Brahmana was the big famous Brahmana, they thought the ball is a part of the rituals. But that's not what we following blindly. No, we don't. We are not following blindly. You know, there's many discussion took place. Even one temple president asked me one time to write a little things, because one of the devotee, the senior devotee, he has a serious concern regarding touching the feet of the deity. The 64 items of deity worship are given in Chaitanya Charitamrita in this chapter. I think in couple sloka it is coming. So his point was, during Prabhupada's time, nobody could touch Prabhupada's feet. Why we allow in Alachua touching the feet? So when that temple authority asked me, so we gathered some information, and it was very satisfactory, very nice. So like this, we do not follow whimsical. And generally, this part of the Sanatan Shiksha by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, apparently it's all pancharatrik. Some devotee may hear, and to be honestly, I mean, I also used to feel like this, and I'm trying to correct myself always to, because I know I am in a fallen condition, that how we have to be careful. This pancharatri, because we are also following Bhagavad Vidhi, the most important, we think. Chanting holy name, go book distribution and Harinam, that's enough. We don't need all this ringing bell in the temple. Oh, and they will even think in their mind, they may not say it, It's for the neophyte. But we are advanced, so we go out and preach. So, you know, I'm traveling and preaching. Oh, we are more advanced than the... but what is the purpose? Then you hear Sanatan Goswami Pad's beautiful explanation about Mother Yashoda's receiving Krishna every day. She worshipped perfectly with all these itinerary that Prabhupada gave here. Mother Yashoda does this almost every day because she felt so intense separation feeling from her son that she worships sun god. Oh, sun god, you now I'm going to worship you to please you. So if sun god say, why are you worshiping me? He said, because if you are pleased, now you please grant me a boon. What is the boon? That you go down now. You don't need to stay in the sky. Why? Because she is missing Krishna so much. If the sun goes down, then Krishna will come back home quick. So she prays. She worships every day, almost, to sun god so that sun can go down, Krishna can come home quickly because she cannot tolerate this separation feeling going so intense. When Krishna comes back to home, what Mother Yashoda does? She has all these girls surrounding her. Krishna is coming. Krishna is coming with a huge festival procession. He goes with a huge festival. He comes from the cow pasturing field with a big festival. What is the festival? The festival has to have these five things always in Prabhupada mentioned them. So they have a big sankirtan. All the boys in a group, thousands and thousands of group, they sing. They sing the song, what Krishna did today. Oh, he went and he killed this big as demon. And they make a beautiful poem, poetry. They express their feeling through that song. And everybody clap. They have a stick music. And they go in a circle and circle the calves. It's like a big party with millions and millions of the coward boys and calves, everybody. So welcoming is like a huge festival. And then the Brahman of us chant all the Shasti Bachanam, auspicious invocation for welcoming Krishna. But Mother Yashoda is concerned during the day. Did he get hurt? He is so restless. He's running. The calf can run because they have a hoof, but he doesn't have a hoof. His feet is so soft, so tender. It probably got hurt. His face, oh, then she starts crying. So the little small manjuris, they come, Maya, what should I bring? She brings some water, nice scented water, clean water, so we can wipe the dust that smeared all over his beautiful face. He's covered with all these dirty things. His hair, his body may get scratched. So first thing what they do, when they come, but Krishna is so beautiful. He cannot resist. It is not that Krishna is trying to decorate. His beauty is always growing more and more. He's not trying to become beautiful. He's eternally made himself, by himself, for himself, that beautiful form. So his beauty attracts the bees. The bees are misguided. Who are the bees? They are the big, big sages. They take the form of the bees so that they can have a look. They can come that close. If they are big sages, stand in front of a young boy, it may not be appropriate for too long to look at. They'll say, what are you looking at? But the bees can go around whole day and night, wherever Krishna is playing. And some Santa Bhakta, the sages, they also become reporters. They write, oh, Krishna is so beautiful, his cheek is so beautiful, oh, his hair is so beautiful. These are called reporters, in a sense. So that's how the books are written, the four Kumaras. They are Santa Bhakta in sense, but they go there as a bees. And then they also write. Rupa Goswami write that song. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Karunam kurumai karuna bharite Sanaka sanatana varnita charite. The four Kumaras, Sanat Sanatana, what they know about Radha Krishna? How possible? They are just Santa Bhakta, became Jnani Bhakta. They became Dasya Bhakta after smelling the fragrance. But this Radha Krishna's lila is Madhur lila. So, no, they go there as a reporter. They write what they saw, unparalleled beauty, unparalleled reciprocation. They was amazed. You know, like a reporter goes to the war. They don't participate in killing, but they report. Oh, two soldiers just shot like this. Like they're expressing, but they're not participating, so they don't feel exactly like the soldier. Something like that. So Mother Yashoda welcoming Krishna. When she welcomed Krishna, she's overwhelmed. Her breast milk is coming out is naturally as a mother. And she immediately take the cloth. First she sees all these bees and the bugs and insects. It just goes around Krishna because of his beautiful garland, his face, his entire body, each nail, each part of body is so beautiful. So she comes with the incense to remove all those bugs. They don't like this smoke. And as she goes around, then all these bugs and bees, okay, we need to, I guess, stay back. He's now under Mother Yashoda's care. We don't have access there. So incense goes around each part of his body, around his whole body. This is what Aruti is. In Raga Anugav, Braja Raga Anugav. This is what Sanatana Goswami Pad explains in his Dasami Tippani sometimes, so condensed. And then after incense is gone, now she brings the lamp and sees each part of his body. If there is any scar, did he get scratched? He's wrestling, he's running here and there. He has no discrimination. He just goes on and on and on. This is too much. So she looks at every part of his limbs and the Aruti tray goes. Aruti lamp goes around. Then whoever holds the Aruti lamp, they can also see like this. That's why we touch the lamp. And this is very nice. Anyway, more details is there. Then comes the water. If there is some dust, some dirt, some scratch, apparently. Of course, nothing can scratch. But to increase her rasa, Yogamaya can create so many things. Some radish, maybe Srimati Radharani has given a kiss that became radish. Oh, Mother Yashoda is thinking he probably fell. So she's wiping with this. Now it's producing perfumes. She needs so many handkerchiefs, new clothes. Then comes wiping the cloth. First is with the water, then wiping. Then slowly like this. It goes, then Mother Yashoda gives him a very, very nice bath and new dress. Like this, every day a festival going on. Every moment in Vrindavan. So it is a Pancharatri, apparently here. Bhagavad Marg is there, but we follow both. This is necessary to understand. Actually, the preachers, if they follow the rules, regulation, offering food, without offering not to eat, unless you are a big preacher and food is not available, then you can chant Sivishnu, Sivishnu, Sivishnu and do it. Like Tathpra Maharaj told me, when he joined, there was not many Bengali joined, very few. Because Subhag Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they come from the West. They're Bengali, but they join from the West, kind of. So Subhag Maharaj was in England, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was in Germany, like this. Very few. Tatpar Maharaj was local from Calcutta, he joined. And he told Prabhupada, it's difficult to eat when I distribute book. Of course, those days was not too many Bengali books. It was only Bhagavad Darshan, just magazine. Gita Gan came out later. And Prabhupada says, but there is a chana, means what do you call those? Garbanja bean, I believe. And Prabhupada says, so you can, Tatpar Maharaj says, but Prabhupada, how do I offer? He says, chant Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Okay, but that's, Prabhupada didn't say everybody should just do that. If you have a facility to offering, you should offer it properly, not just take advantage. Of course, it's better to chant Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu than not chanting at all. Just like one, I won't say the name, one devotee was eating from Subway and we happened to pass by. So, how are you? What is going on? You're doing, but I have a little nature, he said, you know, you were saying that life is very tough, but little subtle things like offering food is very important. Because if you don't offer food, your mind will be disturbed. She's like a shocked. She said, really? My mind is really disturbed for so long. I'm just tired of life. I said, yeah, these are subtle things. Just like we just heard, you cannot put logic for everything. Just like a fresh water runs in through the bathroom, through the toilet, through the kitchen, through the drinking faucet. Now you may put the logic, what's the harm of drinking from the bathroom faucet instead of drinking kitchen area where the drinking water is there? So they asked Prabhupada, well, is the same water, Prabhupada, everywhere is flowing? Prabhupada said, yes, but mind will be disturbed. So take it from a proper way, not from the bathroom. This is a subtle thing. You cannot explain. No scientist, no modern philosopher can challenge this because they don't know why somebody's mind is all of a sudden disturbed. Because they also don't know. So these are subtle things. All these rules, regulations, we should follow as much possible. It is only good for us. But of course, don't feel pressure, because these are not made for pressure. These are made for liberate you. You feel free. You feel more relief by following, not feeling like buried or something. That's the opposite. Because that side also, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, Shalogram diye badam bhanga. The pujari, when they feel so burdened, then there's a whole story about it, but I won't say that story. But anyway, to break the peanuts shell, you need some rock. So he didn't even care because he feels so pressured. He lost his faith and others. He went in the deity room, took the Shalogram Shila, and with the Shila, he's breaking the nut shell so he can eat the nut. So this is the lowest. But it happened. That's why we have to be very careful. We should understand the purpose behind the rules, regulation. I'll end with this. Those who are applying the intelligent understanding and hearing this, they will see the rules, regulation as a protection. And those who don't apply the intelligent, they will see the rules, regulation as a suffocation or a stick. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Mata.
It's 12 o'clock. Yes. Any comment, reflection, question?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, I had a few questions. Since we were saying so much about deity worship, and you were also glorifying many devotees like Prahlad Maharaj in the beginning. So my question was, we often see that for Archanam or worship, we quote Prithu Maharaj as the classic example. So in what sense is that I mean, how do we understand that? Because in Bhagavatam, we don't really hear him doing much deity worship, quote unquote. So is it more like because he did the horse sacrifices, he's glorified for Arjunam, or how does it work?
I could not understand the question. You said Prithu Maharaj, what happened?
So when we talk about the nine processes of devotional service, we attribute each process to be perfected by one particular personality. Like for Shravanam, we say Parikshit, and Kirtanam, we say...
I see, okay.
So why Prithu Maharaj, as in Bhagavatam, we don't really see Archanam in terms of deity worship, mostly he did horse sacrifices. So how do we attribute that to Archanam? Can you please throw some light on it?
Very good. Very, very intelligent question. If you, in a short, to understand, the deity worship purpose is, what I understand, is relationship is the number one priority, like how you see the Lord when you serve Him. How you see the Lord when you serve Him, and when you serve Him, what is the intention you have behind the offerings? So when you see Prithu Maharaj's case, we see that Prithu Maharaj, for an example, I think it's a 4th Canto 22 chapter, 57 verse, something like that, 57 or 56, I forgot. Durdarshas Tejas Agne Mahendra Eva Durdas Mahendra Eva Durjaya. I remember that, yes. Titikshaya Daritriva Dayur Eva Vishta Doninam. What I understand from that Prithu Maharaj, why he is considered as an emblem of that particular limbs
which
of
Prabhu. Which
sloka,
Prabhu? Can you quote again, Prabhu, which sloka?
Durdaras.
No, the...
Durdarasas Tejas Agni.
Chapter 4,
22. Fourth canto.
Fourth canto. 22?
Dot 57.
Okay, thank you.
I think. I'm not so good with the numbers. I just remember the verse. That Maharaj Prithu, how great personality he was. That was the question. Why he is emblem of this Archanam? Why is... Because to be emblem of Dasharat, Hanuman has to exhibit something. So similarly. So Maharaj... Oh, you have a better base there? Is that the verse?
Yes.
57?
Yes. Same.
Oh, good. Okay. Then, so we see that Maharaj Prithu was so strong and powerful that no one could disobey his order. What does that mean? Means he acted like a father, loving father. He was acting like a fire, like when you have a fire in the house, you don't fight with the fire. You just get out of the fire and then you extinguish the fire from outside. But nobody like challenged the fire, you know, face to face. You just extinguish from outside, but you want to run first. He was that kind of personality. And he was compared to Indra, even though he had a problem with Indra. He was... unbelievably exalted personality. Now, question is, why is like this? Prabhupada gave a very nice secret that ultimate worship of the Lord, when you come to this point, you think of like who, you know, for an example, in the Archanam, from morning till evening, like we see that good example that Hanumanji comes he gives massage. Lakshman comes, he gives chamaras or fanning. But when Sita Devi enters in the room, everybody leaves. Why? Because her service is a specialty with that foot massage. And Prithu Maharaj, he even expressed that feeling, knowing that ultimate archanam, this intimate service to the Lord, it's apparently like challenging, but it is not challenging. Rather, it is glorified his position. And this was proven there. This was proven there, that he expressed his service to the Lord like Lakshmi Devi, to massage his feet. And very intimate, the ultimate perfection of archanam, that your relationship become very deep. And Prithu Maharaj actually expressed that. And that was a very phenomenal, how he was not afraid that he would ask such a service. There are many glories of Prithu Maharaj, why he was emblem in a sense as a perfect pujari. The main pujari means who engage all other people in the service to glorify Lord, to sing for the Lord, to offer the things to the Lord. Prithu Maharaj did this also. Prithu Maharaj, he used to sing then. And he also did a final submission that he wants to serve to the lotus feet. Even knowing that it is the property of Lakshmi Devi, he said, doesn't matter, he feels that way, that he wants to serve the Lord. Not in a competition with Lakshmi Devi, but in that category, you can say. And he exhibited most wonderfully. Also, his wife is also, you can see, his wife was Archie, who was also a very special manifestation, helped Prithu Maharaj to always please the Vaikuntha Nath. And at the end, King Prithu and Queen Archi actually exhibited ultimate goal of deity worship is what? That ascended to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, in spiritual airplane. If you read that chapter, you'll see that they actually ascended in spiritual bodies, their material bodies having been consumed by the fire of the funeral fire. The sage Maitreya, narrating this story to Vidura, that Mother Archi was such a perfect personality, that Prithu Maharaj made his ultimate sacrifice to all the citizens, saw that, and he, with his wife, entered into Vaikuntha, end of his life. So many examples exhibited in his life that how he was the best. Because archanam is not just in the deity room or in the deity kitchen only. They are only part of it. Archanam is that whole like 64 article, if you think. Then you can see Prithu Maharaj actually fits perfectly for all of them. I don't mean to say it in a wrong way, but most of the time you see some pujari fits only few. They only do the puja, but if you ask them a question about the deity, they may not have that. Some of them may be glorifying the Lord, but if you ask them in a practical way of cooking for the Lord, they may not. But Prithu Maharaj actually exhibited all, and he engaged all the citizens in that. That was one of the most remarkable. And there's more details in Bhagavatam, fourth canto. I hope this gives you some answer.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And the other question I had was about, so when you were talking about washing the hands multiple times and things like that, mostly the you're giving the example that it is more for cleanliness rather than the numbers. So I had a question about while offering arati, because again the verse talks about offering arati and other things. So is there any specific reason why the number is 4, 2 and 3 to the feet and the belly and the chest?
You know, like this Bombay, one girl asked Prabhupada, why Krishna has a peacock feather? You probably heard that. Prabhupada said, why not? He's a person. He likes. She said, but why peacock? Prabhupada repeated again, he likes. So then, of course, Prabhupada was very merciful. He said, he's a person. He has a preference. He likes this way. So then, Prabhupada also expressed, but if you want to know details why he likes peacock, then there's the whole pastime is there. But you cannot challenge. So all these rules, regulations, these numbers are actually established by the person who express in a particular way of serving the Lord. It was not some speculation. You know, there's a whole history, I'm sure, the Pujari Mayapur deity department or ministry of deity has probably available for every devotee to read about it, because those who are interested, they should be given privilege. Just like if you see conch shell, like we don't put inside the temple, but not, it's like a, how do you say, threshold of the temple. So it's an altar threshold. It's like outside, but not too far. And because Panchajanna has a history with Krishna, and that's how it is established, the reciprocation. When a particular way, a particular devotee offered something to the Lord in a particular way, then Lord likes it. And that becomes the rules. What pleases Krishna, that's the rules, that's all. We cannot put a logic, oh, three times will be better than four times. Well, Krishna liked in three times, just give him the three way, that's all.
Yes.
Even Mother Yashoda, Krishna and Mother Yashoda does not separate sometime, and Krishna sees it. And then Krishna says, yesterday you gave me this particular flavor of this juice mixed with the buttermilk. Can you make this again? Mother Yashoda says, sure. Maya, I really want that. Then she let him go so he can go with the boys. And she goes inside and she's thinking what I did yesterday, that exactly like this. And Krishna, he's so kind. When Mother Yashoda's that nectar comes back to Krishna, Krishna drinks and he hugs Mother Yashoda. He said, Maya, you are the best juice this maker. And she feels so satisfied, and Krishna really feels satisfied because she made exact way. Now the speculation will be, well, he ate things, but why he like that? This is not good, maybe he should like this. This will be speculation. But Krishna reciprocate. Krishna is a person, he reciprocate. If we follow this number, Krishna will reciprocate that we are following this, because that's how he is pleased. Ultimately, he is the only personality exists in one sense. We exist because of him. It is ultimately for his pleasure. So all these rules, regulation has a hidden purpose behind. Now, if you want to know details of each one, you can write to them. I think his name is Nishinga Prabhu. I forgot. The ISKCON's deity ministry. You can write to them that I want to know details about each archanam, where it's originated, what pastimes. I'm sure they will send it to you.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And anyone has any other questions or comments for Prabhuji? If I've muted, I will unmute.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Danat Pranam, of glories to
Sri Danavat Pranam, Mata.
Prabhuji, you are telling that details you are giving in the temple or speaking about. I'm thinking in home we keep deities in home. And how we can follow this, you know? Sometimes it's a home is we may not maintain like a temple that much of, but how we can do, how we can make happy to deities, and how can we reciprocate with deities more, and then because we can do something minimum, yes, at home.
You know, all these questions today is very, very practical and effective. It's very sweet, I would say. I was reading many, many years back about Ramanujacharya, because they are deity worship where we actually adopted a lot of things. Hari Bhakti Vilas is not just Sanatana Goswami Pad, it's also Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who comes from that Sampradaya background originally. His guru, Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur, is Venkat Bhatta there, Ramanuj Sampradaya's main pujari one time. And they had a lot of influence to deity worship. It was very nicely Ramanujacharya explains that, practically we can use here. Like for an example, we're supposed to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely without any offense. But I know myself, I don't know about you all, but I know myself that I commit a lot of offenses while I'm chanting, and I'm trying. So then when I read that, it actually helped me a lot. He says, there is 32 offenses in deity worship. But Krishna is not looking how many offenses you committing every day. Krishna is looking what is your intention, what you want. So in the japa, like when we are chanting japa, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's our longing that we want Krishna, like Prabhupada said, like a child crying for mother. Krishna is looking for that. It's not like, 16 rounds, now I'm chanting 18 rounds, okay, I don't chant 2 rounds better, 2 rounds more. Krishna is not really looking for more rounds, he's looking for really we are sincerely calling. He's enjoying our calling. So when you worship the deity, are you trying to really see him there in that form? Are you really reciprocating? Are you saying, my Lord, Goloka Namni Nijo Dhamni Talesha Tasha Devi Mahe? My Lord, you reside in Goloka Dham. You don't live in, I'm right now in Cleveland. You're not living in Cleveland. You live in Goloka Dham. But Prabhupada says, Goloka Namni Nijo Dhamni Talesha Tasha. My Lord, you're so merciful that you descend from Goloka Dham to Cleveland, Ohio, America, in this form, out of your mercy. You are all pervasive. You are everywhere, but still you became limited to a little form that I can dress. It is impossible to dress you. You are everywhere. You are bigger than biggest, but you took this form so I could dress you. That was only your kindness. You are always with Golok Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan with Radharani and the Prajavasis. You have nothing to do with this Cleveland people here, but out of your mercy you have come down. You have taken this form that we could touch you with. When you appeal like this, you feel grateful for the Lord's appearing in this form. This is what Lord wants. Lord wants you to feel that way and come back. Then Lord is pleased. He is looking for our love in a sense that we understand Him, who He is. He's not a deity in a form. Murti nahe tumi sakshat brajinna nandan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you're not a deity. You are direct Brajinda Nandan, son of Mother Yashoda, son of Nanda Baba. So when you address like this, then deity in your room, in your temple, then will reciprocate. Then offenses is not too much concern. We are concerned not to commit offense, but we should not be too much concerned. Oh no, I burped while I was offering. Oh no, now what happened? Whole thing is spoiled. It said you should not burp. Now I'm committed offense. I'm already depressed. I'm not saying that anybody does that. Hope not. But if it happened, what are you going to do? You're going to be depressed and say, oh no, I burp now. Oh, Krishna, now I'm doomed. I'm an offender. So where is the mentality to offer and how you expect Krishna to come and eat? And you gave an asan and you're inviting him to sit. And Krishna is thinking, how am I going to eat? My cook or my person who is offering me is so depressed. Yes, offenses are there. We should be careful. But we should not obsessed on it. Because when we really genuinely feel for the Lord and we invite with that intention, then all these offenses does not really become an obstacle in our path. Not that we should become proud, oh, now I don't care because I have some feeling for the Lord. No, no, we are careful. We are careful not to break. Well, what is the purpose? Sanatan Goswami Pad, you all know that story, that when he's the one who was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about those rules, regulations, but later on, Sanatan Goswami Pad, when saw this Brajavasi Mataji in Chobe's family's Madan Mohan deity, you know that origin deity, I'm not going to give the whole story, but it's short, that he saw this Mataji is brushing her teeth with neem stick and cooking for the children. And one of the child is Madan Mohan directly in that house. And Sanatan Goswami Pad felt very disturbed. This is not good. She's offering God. She doesn't know. But I cannot tell her. Then she will be disturbed that how God comes in her house as a child or child friend like this. It is not proper. So, okay, I'll just tell her. So he did. He told Maya. When you cook, you should finish brushing teeth, wash your mouth and everything, then with clean, sari, clean face, clean mouth, clean hand, you cook. Then it is good. It is not good to cook. Sanatan Goswami Pad was respected like a guardian, Prabhupada says. The Brajavasi, they respected him always like a loving father. So Mataji said, I'm sorry, Baba, Jorur, from tomorrow I'll definitely do this. And she started doing this. And then little later, Sanatan Goswami Pad, few days later, he noticed the same Madan Mohan. Oh, mommy, Maya, I'm hungry. Why so late? Because she's taking so long. I mean, not long time. This is a proper time. She has to bathe. She has to brush her teeth. She has to finish everything, then start cooking. But he's hungry. Then Sanatan Goswami Pad himself thought, oh, my Lord, I'm actually punishing the Lord not to eat on time. He's hungry. What is the purpose of the rules? To please him. But he's hungry because she was cooking on time while she's brushing teeth. One hand brushing teeth, another hand is tearing the pot. Something like this. So he came. He said, Maya, didn't explain anything because then it will be spoiled in a sense. He said, Maya, don't worry about clean cloth and brushing teeth. Just cook the way you used to do. So she went back because they respect Sanatana Goswami. Now, we don't follow that. We have to follow the cleanness. But if you come to that point, then you will see Krishna will guide through somebody. Even if you break law, it will not be considered. There's many story now, Krishna reminding. And I'm not going to tell all the story. You probably heard about this. Panda in Jagannath, near Jagannath Puri. It's a similar pattern where by mistake hair, the whole story about whether Jagannath has a hair or not. So many stories like this. So what is the bottom point? Bottom point is that how we can be grateful and appreciate Krishna's coming in our life in a deity form in my house, and he is given this opportunity, and we're thankful to Prabhupada and Krishna, and just go with that mood and serve. Then you will see Krishna will reciprocate. That's all it matters. Ultimate goal is to reciprocate with Krishna. I hope that helps you some.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, that's what. Sometimes we get so much confusion. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Jaya Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Anjana Gopi. Same question I have, because here we are working. So Prabhuji, we get up early in the morning, and Ji Shambhari Prabhu and Ji Vrishabhanu Prabhu informed that first you have to complete your 12 rounds and then only you have to leave house. So Prabhuji, we cannot follow so many rules, like when morning preparing for Shri Radha Gopinath Prasadam, it takes 3-4 minutes for Mangala Arati, but the other prayers we will do like that. Prabhuji, so such a nice way you are explaining the story, Sanatana Goswami story and that Mataji story. And the Prabhuji, next question is, one Mataji is a South Indian and she is so sincere Vaishnavi. I am knowing her from last 5 years. She is a teacher, maths and English teacher in a Baroda ESKCON temple. She is regularly attending temple from last 4 years. So she gave her money, PPF money, you know Prabhuji, whatever earned from whole life. That money to the his jamai, like her daughter's husband, and whatever she has gold, that also give for investment of some business, and somehow that business is lost and they are not return them. And Mataji today says, this is the second time says that I want to do suicide. So somehow I will, whatever my limited knowledge, I explain her and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, seeing her. So Prabhuji, what should I do in this situation? How can I help that Mataji?
It's very interesting. I don't know how this communication today is like. I have a hard time to hear the whole thing. But what I grasp it, let me see if I can repeat something. That there is a one Mataji who was following strictly in Baroda, and then
Baroda ESKCON temple. She is staying before that Mumbai, now in Baroda ESKCON, nearby ESKCON temple.
Okay.
She is going temple.
And she invested some money. She invested some money with her son-in-law and lost.
Give her all the PPF money, means whole life in saving money to his daughter, husband, for new business, and the gold also for new business. But somehow that business is going lost. They are not able to return it. And now she is working as a teacher, but she is 62 years old. So suddenly she today said that I want to go decide suicide. And before that also she is so in depression, and she is in our ESKCON Srila Prabhupada family. Small post, some small video we post there. So Prabhuji, I don't understand that. How I will give a strength. I just sing a Hare Krishna Mahamantra and I just say that every Mataji has one story. Lord Krishna is given a toughest role to his best Vaishnava. We have to chant when more and more difficulties came. We have to chant attentively Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we have to surrender more sincerely. That's why Krishna is given more difficulties in our life. So in my limited knowledge, I explain this and sing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
What I understood from Prabhupada's many purpose on this suffering, seeing other suffering, the two things we should remember, what I understand from Jarabara's story also, Prabhupada mentioned. First thing is that we should have a clear understanding on the philosophy, why suffering comes and why somebody is going through this. But that we may not have to tell them, because, you know, if somebody fell, slip off the steps in front of me, I should have an understanding that everything is sanctioned by Krishna, everything. But at the same time, I should immediately put my hand forward, say, can I help you, please? Let me pull you out. We need to do both. We have to have a complete understanding. We cannot have a just worship the God and but no understanding, then it will be difficult to sustain. Because ignorance, practical service is necessary, but the philosophy behind the service is also very important. Actually, sometimes the knowledge behind the service is more important than service itself. Because reciprocation has to be established. Sometimes we should understand this, that if we understand individually the whole concept of material suffering through Bhagavad Gita, and then at the same time we help others without judging, without judgmental, just help them, then it will be proper, effective. But if we don't have an understanding, we want to help, we may also go down with them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Mayavad from Sarvam Bhattacharya. But he was such a sympathetic person, you can say, that he took Sarvam Bhattacharya all the way down in 7 days. He went down with him just to pull him out of there. He did not stay there because he had a higher understanding. So if we understand what pain means, then we'll see that our pain is meant to be harvested, not wasted. If she's serving in the temple, and she's going through some pain, this is an opportunity she has come to be close to Krishna. What this little investment or retirement has anything to do? It can turn into a golden opportunity in her life. When we are going through pain, we often resent it. As you are explaining, she becomes a little suicidal, apparently. And when it ends, we feel like we never want to revisit that chapter of our life. But pain is like a seed that can be harvested to yield empathy. Now the incident that you're saying, this can happen again to somebody else, or similar type of, it's happening every day with somebody. We may be not aware, that's the only difference. But we are devotee, follower of Prabhupada, we must learn how to harvest whatever past distress that we may have undergone when they were spiritually disconnected to empathetically help others and become spiritually connected. If she has a good association, mentoring, senior devotee. She may be by age, you are saying 62, or maybe I misunderstood. Maybe by age she is older. That doesn't mean she is senior in spirituality.
We must learn to see our past as a potential spiritual resource. We can harvest our pain to increase our empathy and spirituality. This is the opportunity she has. But I don't know her situation, whether she has a good association of devotee. You know, I always say that even if we have to live with pain, as you are saying, she is feeling so depressed, suicidal. Yes, even if we have to live with pain, we don't have to live in pain. And she may not be able to get herself out of it. She needs a devotee who is more mature, understand. She can use this opportunity to get the highest golden success in her life, in this life, right now, if she has a good association. So what you can say, I don't know your relationship, and from America to Baroda, I don't know how the communication works, but if you have a good association of some senior devotees, they can actually, through their association every day, they can not only relieve her pain, they can actually give her the opportunity to become very, very advanced devotee, where her everything that gone million times more can be in the heart. And also I'm giving you a little warning, because when life hurts, when life really hurts, don't let the mind increase the heart. Because you will have some friend who is not really helping, increasing her heart. She already got hurt. We don't need to increase the hurt. Good association, they don't increase the hurt. They actually harvest the hurt. How practically you going to do? You have to find out who is there around her, some devotees. That will be the best. I hope you get some idea.
Yes, Prabhuji, that is Baroda is in Gujarat, and all the Gujarati Vaishnava is there. I will call tomorrow and they will give association to her. And yes, every day I will call her without fail. And do Krishna.
Yeah, but make sure always that she got already heard that anybody increases her heart, they should not talk to her. Because in practical life, when something bad happens, somebody comes as a close friend. Oh, I'm sorry this happened. Yeah, people are crazy. They're not actually doing any good solution. It looks like they are, but they're not. They're like increasing my pain. There has to be a mature devotee who gives a good understanding.
Yes.
So look, there is a purpose why you go through this. It is wonderful. She should take the advantage of this. Because intensity now to pray, come close to God, will be there in her.
Understand. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Koti koti dandat pranam.
Thank you, Mata.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Is there any question or comment for Prabhuji? Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your discussion in the call. You are very helpful. Now in the call now.
Okay. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpa taruvesha kripa sindh bhai vacha patitanam pavane vaishnave anantagri vaishnavinda ki jai shila prabhupada ki jai.
His great son, Govinda Prabhuji ki jai, Jai 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 Jai